Welcome to day 29 of the FitMind program. Today we're continuing with another self-inquiry practice, which again involves directly questioning underlying beliefs and ego stories using simple existential questions. There's a misconception that non-attachment means giving up all physical possessions, shaving one's head, and moving to the Himalayas. What the concept of non-attachment really means is not letting anything in your life own you. If losing your car, job title, or anything that you identify with could dramatically destabilize your happiness and well-being, then in a sense that attachment owns you. This exercise can be helpful for loosening its grip, allowing you to become more free, liberated from the constraints of a fragile self-image. So let's begin by checking in with the mind. Then taking some tranquil breaths. And now we'll be doing a series of investigations. As you ask yourself each question, feel your response rather than thinking out a direct answer. The idea is to recognize deeply how it feels to drop your constructed sense of self, beginning by asking, "Who am I?" Are you your arms? Your legs? Your head? Are you your thoughts? Your background? Your story? Your beliefs? Now asking, where am I? Are you in your head? Where in your head? Can you find a point where you're located? Or is your experience just unfolding in a field of awareness? Now asking, when am I? Are you an accumulation of all your past years? Are you who you've become in the last year? In the last month? Are you in fact always changing? Are you who you've always been, even as a child? Investigating from where does this I arise? Meditate deeply, trying to find the answer to this question. We're looking for the very parts from which the I become constructed. What's giving you your personal identity, your sense of self? Investigating who is meditating, who is trying to meditate. And now for these last few minutes, see if you can let go. Can you let go of your instinctual desire to impress others, to always be right, to find the perfect partner, to uphold a self-image, to be successful, however you define that word? Can you let go of your job title or other constructed modifier? can you let go of your belongings just for this moment, recognizing that they will no longer be yours someday? Whatever is preventing you from fully immersing yourself happily in this moment, can you let go of it for the time being? All right, and we'll slowly transition out of the meditation, taking your time and noticing your quality of mind. Were you able to let go a little bit? Do you feel less burdened by the ego? If someone insulted you right now, could you envision yourself shrugging it off without a self-image to uphold? Meditation allows us to examine ourselves in ways that at first we might not like. Introspection can be a painful process, but it's necessary in order to loosen the ego's insidious grip over our lives. But with practice, we can starve the hungry ego and watch as self-obsessed thoughts melt away, replaced by self-transcendence and a heightened awareness and enjoyment of life. And so with that in mind, I'll see you here tomorrow for the last day of the Foundational FitMind program.